Carol Dweck is a social psychologist at Stanford University who spent 3 decades studying motivation, personality, and achievement. She's put her findings into a new book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, published by Ballantine. And she speaks to me from Palo Alto, California. Dr. Dweck, thank you for being with me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Adam.
Your book, Mindset, discusses what you call fixed mindsets and growth mindsets. What are they?
When people have a fixed mindset, they believe that their basic qualities, like their intelligence, are just fixed traits. They have a certain amount, and that's that. When people believe this, it makes them overly concerned with how much they have. Before they do a task, they'll say, will this make me look smart? Will this make me look dumb? And they're ruled by what impression they will give. But when people have a growth mindset, they believe that their basic qualities can be developed. Their intelligence can be cultivated over time. So they plunge into tasks that are hard, that are challenging, even if they'll make mistakes, because their goal is to learn.
In your book, you discuss how people with a fixed mindset believe that if they're talented, they should not have to make an effort to succeed. And as an example of this, you tell the story of the violinist Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg. Mm-hmm. Would you talk about her experience?
Yes. In a fixed mindset, there's a belief that talent, genius, intelligence will propel you all the way to success. And that you don't need effort. Effort, in that framework, is for people who don't have the talent. And often this occurs because people who are, quote, gifted, often can coast along and do better than their peers early on. They don't learn that effort is what, in the long run, brings great achievement.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg was that she was a whiz on the violin, a prodigy. She received huge amounts of acclaim. But then, when it came to practicing, remedying her deficiencies, honing her skills, she didn't have the ability to apply effort. And it almost ruined her career. And she was terrified and depressed, devastated, when she saw violinists her age who were less talented bypassing her, developing more skills than she had. She thought her claim to fame, her talent, had deserted her. It wasn't till her incredible teacher, Dorothy DeLay, threatened to fire her, to not work with her anymore, that she faced her demons and began to practice. It just showed the power of effort, and when she combined effort with her talent, she had this great career.
Hmm. From your research, Dr. Dweck, what would you say parents can do to best help their children develop a growth mindset?
We've done a fair amount of research on this, and one thing we have found is that parents should not praise their child's intelligence or talent.
Hmm.
This may be counterintuitive. This may go against the conventional wisdom. But praising your child's intelligence puts them in a fixed mindset. It tells them, I can see your intelligence from your performance. And it tells them, that's what I value you for. So we have shown in our research that when you do that, kids don't want to learn anymore. They don't want to make mistakes. And when they do, they become extremely discouraged.
Huh.
When you praise instead the child's process, their effort, their strategy, their persistence, their concentration, things that they put into the task, this encourages a growth mindset. It makes them want challenging tasks, and it teaches them how to stick to them even when they get stuck.
Is it possible to change one's mindset if I feel I've got too much of a fixed mindset and I want to develop more of a growth mindset? Is that possible?
It is possible. As I remark in my book, I've done it, and I give some pointers about how people can do it too. There are things that people in a growth mindset say to themselves, and people who currently have a fixed mindset can learn those things. After all, the mindset is just a belief. Beliefs are things that we can change. So in entering a situation, a person in a fixed mindset says, am I going to look smart? But instead, that person can say, what can I learn here? What do I not already know that I can learn here?
Mm-hmm.
If it's challenging, a person in a fixed mindset thinks, oh, I might have to work hard, I might make mistakes, I better get out. But a person in a growth mindset says, effort. Okay, that's what brings me growth.
Mm-hmm.
Mistakes, too, are things I can capitalize on to do better the next time. So there's a whole series of thoughts and things you say to yourself in a fixed and a growth mindset. And you can learn to say the growth mindset things. You now have an alternative way of thinking that becomes more and more familiar as you use it.
Dr. Dweck, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Adam. It was a pleasure.
I've been speaking with psychologist Carol Dweck, the author of Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, published by Valentine. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.